Well, boys and girls, this morning I want to tell you
something more about the prophet Elisha and about those great miracles that he performed by the power of the Lord his God, as God gave him the power, the ability, we would say, to do those great works to God's glory. Up to this point, we've looked at a good many of those miracles that the prophet Elisha did. And you remember the main point about them all really was this, that they were all very kind miracles. They were miracles that were very helpful to other people. And perhaps when you think about Elisha, although he was a great prophet and he was a powerful prophet and he would have preached many, many great sermons to the glory of God, at the same time he was very, very kind, and the miracles that he performed under God were really very kind miracles. You remember how he provided all of that oil so that that poor widow woman could pay off all her debt, and then she would have something to live off, her and her two boys, for the rest of their days. You remember how he acted with that other couple who made him the little room in their house, and how he restored their little boy back to life again. You remember last week, the little girl away there in the land of Syria and her master Naaman, who was a leper, and how he came to Elisha, and how Elisha told him the way that he could be cured of that terrible disease of leprosy. So the miracles that Elisha performed, they were great miracles, of course. They showed the power of God, but they were very kind miracles as well. Well, this morning then, it's another miracle really that Elisha performed under God that I want to tell you about, and it too has got a very kind side to it. As we saw last week, Syria were great enemies to the children of Israel, and so they used to come into the land of Israel. They used to attack different parts of the land of Israel, and of course that's how that little girl had been carried away to be a slave to Naaman, the captain of the Syrian army. Now, the king of Syria then decided that he wanted to capture the whole of the land of Israel. But he set his heart on a plan. He said, this is how I'll do it. I'll capture it one city at a time. So he sent off his army to capture the first of the cities that he'd set his eyes on in the land of Israel. But when he arrived at that city, it was all fortified. Now, that's a big word. It means it was like a fort. You know what a fort's like. The soldiers were standing on the walls. They were ready. The army was all gathered within. And the Syrian army, in fact, had to turn away. Back they went to the king. And the king said, well, never mind. Go and capture that other city. So they went to the other city. And exactly the same thing happened. The soldiers were on the wall. They were all there with their bows and their arrows. Everything was prepared for the attack. Syrians had to go away. And they went back to the king. He sent them to another city, same thing, and then to another city. And the king began to get absolutely mad. And here's what he said. He said, there's a spy in my army. There's somebody who is learning the plans of what city we're going to attack, and he's going and telling the Israelites so that they're ready for the attack. Now, there were no spies in the Syrian army, really, boys and girls. And so one of the soldiers, one of the leaders of the soldiers said, look, king, that's not the case. Here's what is happening. There is a prophet of God in the land of Israel. His name is Elisha. And Elisha, because he is before God, God is telling Elisha the things that are going to happen. And Elisha is telling the king of Israel, and the king of Israel then is getting all of those cities ready for our attacks. Right, said the king. What we must do then is, instead of trying to capture the cities, we must capture the prophet. And when we've got the prophet in our hands, then the king of Israel won't know where we're going to attack. Then we'll conquer the land of Israel. So off went the whole band of soldiers then to capture Elisha. Elisha at that time was in a town called Dothan, and his servant, his helper, got up this morning and he looked out over the walls of Dothan, and there he saw right round the town's walls the army of the king of Syria. He ran down to tell Elisha and he said, Elisha, what are we going to do? We're surrounded. And Elisha came out and Elisha said, no, that's not the case. You see, there are more on our side than there are on the Syrian side. And the servant maybe scratched his head, boys and girls, said, but there's only the two of us. There's nobody on our side, really. And then Elisha did a very strange thing. He began to pray. And he said, Lord, open my servant's eyes that he might see. And the Bible tells us that when the servant then looked, he saw not only the army of the Syrians round about the walls of the town of Dothan, but he saw round about the army of the Syrians, Bible says, a whole host, a whole crowd of chariots of fire and the Lord's helpers. And so you see, boys and girls, what was happening really was Elisha saw that God was there to help them. And if God was on their side, then there was more indeed on their side than there were on the Syrians. And just with that, then the miracle took place. Because as the Syrian army began to advance towards the gate of the town of Dothan, suddenly blindness came over each and every one of them, and they couldn't see. And Elisha went out through the gates of the town and he said, who is it you're looking for? And they said, we're looking for the prophet Elisha. Well, said Elisha, you follow me and I'll take you to the place where you'll be able to see him. And off they went. Just think of it, all that army of the Syrians with all their armor and their bows and their arrows. And this one poor servant of God, really, you would say. And he's leading the whole of that army. And he took them to the city of Samaria, the city where the king of Israel lived. And he took them in through the walls of the city of Samaria, and they closed up the gates. And then as Elisha looked to God again, their eyes were opened. My, when their eyes were opened, and they realized that they were right inside the king's city, they were absolutely terrified. And so the king of Israel now, he was delighted, of course. And he said, right, we'll put them to the sword, each and every one of them. And this is where the kindness of Elisha came in, boys and girls. He said, no, we won't do any such thing. He said, give them food to eat, give them water to drink, send them back to their own homes again. King of Israel wasn't very keen to do that, really. But Elisha insisted, this is what must be done, and that's what was done. You see, boys and girls, it was a mighty prophet, was Elisha. He did those mighty, mighty works, and yet so many kind things that he did. And there were the enemies of the children of Israel, but he was very, very kind to them. When you think of that particular miracle that Elisha performed under God, think, though, of how God does promise to protect us with things that we can't see sometimes, but the Bible tells us that God indeed does protect us when our trust is in the Lord Jesus Christ. You see that hymn that we sung, the host of God encamp around the dwellings of the just. And that's really what Elisha and his servants saw. They saw all of God's protection round about them, that although there seemed to be many enemies against them, yet God was with them. And if God was with them, then everything was well. And you remember that, boys and girls, and older people. If God is on our side, then though a host encamp against us, as the psalmist says, what matter if the Lord is with us?